It's Thursday, September 29th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Positive and negative sentiment on the market and how to square the circle. Girls Who Code book ban resurfaces, and 14 federal agencies who don't manage your data well. This is the Business of Tech. Let's make sense of some conflicting perspectives. Want positivity? Let's turn to CompTIA, whose report says 8 in 10 U.S. small and medium-sized business respondents have expressed positive sentiments about the health of their business. 51% are holding steady and 30% are thriving. Want negativity? Verizon Business earlier this month said that nearly 9 in 10 respondents, at 89%, said they're worried about the state of the U.S. economy, and more than 4 in 5 said they're concerned about small businesses in the U.S. and the global economy. Ask CompTIA about technology's importance, and you learn that 62% of firms stated they believe tech is the primary factor and 31% a secondary factor in helping reach their strategic investments. But ask Verizon about what's being done, and only 29% of SMBs have transitioned to more digital or online operations in the past year, and 31% of SMB owners are cutting new tech investments. More than 8 in 10 respondents said collaboration between IT and other departments increased in the last 2 years, according to a report from ManageEngine. According to the report, more than one-third of decision-makers said the likely department to collaborate with other departments all the time is IT, and more than three-quarters of decision-makers said they think non-IT employees in their organization are now more knowledgeable about technology than they were before 2020. And the CIO job gets more complicated. 9 in 10 CIOs report that their roles and responsibilities have grown beyond technology to include areas traditionally associated with human resources and workforce management, sales and marketing, and sustainability and diversity, according to a survey by Lenovo. Why do we care? It's possible to be both positive and negative simultaneously. The CompTIA questions ask about individual businesses, and the Verizon questions ask about the economy's health overall. While linked, they are not the same. You can believe you can have a well-built ship as you sail into a rocky storm. And that's the lesson here. The key takeaway is not to be overconfident during the storm, taking risks you can't afford. Now extend that to customers and the advice you give them. The collaboration between IT and departments is increasing, and the job is getting harder. So plan accordingly. I spotted this in Politico this week. The Central York School District of York City, Pennsylvania, banned a young adult fiction series that empowers girls of color to take up tech careers. The series is Girls Who Code, whose protagonists are Black, Latina, Asian, and Muslim. This is a year-old ban, but it resurfaced when CESA director Jen Easterly mentioned it. She's made it a priority to increase the number of women in the cyber workforce. Quote, "This effort to ban their book is dangerous to the security of our nation on so many levels," said Easterly. Girls Who Code founder Rashima Sujani spoke with Insider and said, quote, "This is about controlling women, and it starts with controlling our girls and what info they have access to. We use these stories to teach kids to code," she said. "It felt very much like a direct attack on the movement we've been building to get girls coding, especially in districts that don't have the technology or have disparate Wi-Fi. Books are a great way to learn to code and a way to equalize access to coding." Sujani added that removing the books hinders visibility for women in technology fields and diversity in the industry, as many of the protagonists in the series are young girls of color. Quote, "You cannot be what you cannot see," she said. "They don't want girls to learn how to code because that's a way to be economically secure." Why do we care? In a market landscape where there aren't enough tech workers, removing tools to assist educators in teaching new entrants from diverse backgrounds is unwise, foolish, and self-defeating. And I think we as an industry should care a lot. 14 federal agencies have failed to address critical practices for protecting the sensitive personal data of Americans, a new Government Accountability Office report finds. Agencies that have not developed a complete privacy strategy include the Departments of Agriculture, Defense, Justice, Homeland Security, Housing and Urban Development, Veterans Affairs, State, Treasury, Environmental Protection Agency, and OPM. Why do we care? Wonder if we're going to get a privacy law? I do too, and I hope data like this requires it. Did you know all the ways you can get this podcast? Besides this audio feed, you can subscribe to the Daily Digest and get copies of all of our story notes every single day in your inbox. Or every Monday, the weekly newsletter, a new original piece looking at the trends in the market. Sign up at businessof.tech/subscribe today. Thanks for listening. After yesterday being National Beer Day, today is National Coffee Day. Very appropriate, especially for anyone in IT. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.